There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real. And you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
Good evening and welcome back to Ghost Frickin' Talkin'. That's right, you have reached Ghost Frickin' Talkin' once again this week, here, live, on the YouTubes. Yes, we are Ghost Frickin' Talkin', we are a paranormal podcast, and we are being found here on YouTube, as well as wherever you download your podcast, such as Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Podcast One, wherever you get your awesome download action at. We are here tonight my co-host tonight is Vanessa. Welcome back, Vanessa.
Thank you for having me again.
All right. So we are here with the final night of The Conjuring House Live.
It's the finale.
The finale. Ladies and gentlemen, turn the lights out. It's time to turn this place into a parking lot. Right now, while we're doing this, they're doing some kind of funky thing with dowsing rods that glow in the dark that kind of look like...
They look like giant glow sticks?
Like lightsabers.
Yeah, kind of. Yep.
And if there's anything that I don't believe in at all are dowsing rods, especially because I think there's just too much human interaction with them. You know, just a slight of twist of your wrist, you're gonna manipulate where those bars go.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know too much about them. I've seen him use
himself in the face with it.
smooth move.
Yeah, exactly. So, dowsing rods came up a few times this week. They had, like, a chick that that did the readings for, tarot card readings.
Okay.
She was on there. She was using the dowsing rods. And then they brought in this guy, Sam, today. He used the dowsing rods, but he was like, all right, do you remember Vines? You know, the short clip, you know,
I do.
Videos and stuff like that?
Yes.
All right. Basically, it seemed like this guy was filming Vines on doing these questions for the dowsing rods. Because he would hold the dowsing rods, right? And he'd be like, Spirit, do you know something? And you go, no. And Spirit, do you know? No. Spirit, yes. Spirit, no. No, yes, no, 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 yes, no. Within like a minute span, he asked 30 questions on this dowsing rod.
Wow.
I'm like, fuck, dude, give us some time.
So I didn't know you can ask questions to a dowsing rod.
Yeah.
I mean, the only times, honestly, I have seen people use them is to, like, search for water, like, underneath
the
ground.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Yeah, so I didn't know they could be even used in any type of way for paranormal investigation. So, yeah, I'm kind of curious to see, you know, what they're all about.
Oh, very cool. We have, in the chat, we have Winter Bricker. We have Doc Samson's back. Thanks, Winter. I didn't have my notifications turned on. So thank you, Winter Bricker, for letting Doc, our friendly neighborhood puppet, know that we were on. We were talking about you tonight, Doc. We were thinking we should hook you up on a date with Annabelle.
Oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah, we were talking about last night. When you were talking about opening the box.
Yeah.
And yeah, how what? puppets can't get possessed. I made that comment. I'm like, oh, wait, yeah they can.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we'll hook up Doc with Annabelle and have that on Ghost Rick and Talking. You don't have to be lonely at puppetsonly.com. You don't have to be lonely.
Oh, that's funny.
So we'll give Doc a date with Annabelle. Oh, I'm sorry, Winter Bricker. He's a whatnot. I'm sorry.
Oh, but, yeah, you mentioned that last night. Yeah, so
basically, calling a whatnot a puppet is like saying the N-word, I guess. So I apologize, Doc. Everyone say there is a new loot box, demon box. There's a new demon box. Did you just do one up at your house? we have been going live all week long, recapping each day of the Conjuring House, and we are here at the final day. It's sad. Yes, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I know you're pretty depressed. What are you going to do with all your time now?
I'm going to go through withdrawals. I would say probably a total of 20 minutes I have left this house this entire week. And whenever I'm home, I've got this on. You know, I'm working, it's on. You know, I'm cooking dinner, it's on. I'm going to bed, it's on. I wake up, it's on. So it's been a very interesting look. He's just throwing me off big time with these glowing.
He's like all serious with the rods, and then he's just like twirling them.
Yeah. So, man,
that's awesome.
It's a little distracting. Okay, he's tossing.
Passing him off to John.
To Papa John. But it has been a very interesting look into, let's say you've never been on a paranormal investigation ever in your life. You got a very good taste of it this week with the Conjuring House.
Oh, absolutely. You got, kind of experience a little bit of everything in regards to, you know, the tools that they use and, yeah.
You got a lesson on the tools. You got a lesson from all the different guests that they brought in, whether they were boring or whatnot. Because there were some interviews I was like... they passed along a lot of knowledge. There was a lot of years of investigation knowledge brought to this this event, and from ghost hunters to doctorates in like history and stuff like that, they brought in like a shitload of people. And even Playboy Playmates.
Yeah, they definitely had a variety of people on there. So
So basically, it was like getting a convention, like a week long convention,
at your house.
Yeah, in your own house. You didn't even have to wear pants if you didn't want to. You could have wore ashless chaps.
You could have,
like Corey likes.
Or you could have worn a ghost onesie.
A ghost onesie, like Papa John?
Yeah.
but first, I also want to reach out and say thank you to this family, everybody that was in this house this week, because they did something today that was freaking completely awesome. And it was out of their own heart. I wasn't begging for it or anything. But they went around today. Corey wrote down on a piece of paper, walked around, and he said, subscribe to Ghost Freaking Talking on YouTube or we quit.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. Yeah, I saw that.
So he walked around to each camera and showed this off, right? And we... got almost 300 subscribers today.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool because I said yesterday on yesterday's podcast that if we got up to 200 subscribers by the end of May.
Yeah, by the end of May.
We would have given away a t-shirt.
You did say that.
So ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Probably tomorrow I will be launching a video with details on how you can enter to win a Ghost Freaking Talking t-shirt. And ladies and gentlemen, we are showing our t-shirts off here tonight.
We sure are.
I've got the classic black. Well, it's kind of like a stonewashed black.
It's not quite like black.
It's kind of like a stonewashed black, so it gives it kind of like that rustic look. And you are wearing this gorgeous blue color. I don't know how well it comes off.
Rocking the blue. Well, rocking the blue. It must work because Doc, I see, said that the logo looks sharper on the dark blue than the black hoodie. So.
Ooh. Well, guess what, Doc?
Thanks, Doc.
It's available in the in our gift shop.
It is. And in other colors.
Yeah, and other colors. You can get one in pink, Doc. If you want it in pink, you can get one in pink. But what we're going to do is that we are going to post that video tomorrow with the details on how you could enter to win yourself a Ghost Frickin' Talkin' t-shirt. And you guys can thank the Heinzen family and all of our friends in the house, Bill and John. They got the word out. They listened to us all week long.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Jennifer and me were talking a little bit today, and she said, It makes our morning to listen to your podcast.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that really made me feel good.
Yeah.
For as much shit as I talked about them throughout the week, and I was like, you know, I apologize if I got too rough on you guys, but they're like, well, we like you to be honest.
Yeah, no, they seem like the type of people that would much rather have you be honest and real with them than, you know, feed them bullshit. And that's just, you know, I mean, they just seem like, you know, good people. That, you know, we'd be friends with anyway.
Oh, definitely. So. Corey has my sense of humor. If you've watched him, you know, throughout this entire thing, he's kind of like me, where, you know, I don't give a shit and I will just tell it as it is. And Corey seems to have that non-filter like I have.
Yes.
Because
I appreciate people like that.
I'm not going to beat around the bush.
No.
If you're a dumbass, I'm going to look at you and be like, dumbass.
You're a dumbass.
You're a dumbass, right? And it was really funny because today they were showing the evidence that people have collected over the week. And him and Bill got into it a little bit because one of the bigger things that were this week was that shadow of that were behind them during that meeting.
One of the
interviews.
Okay.
And so it got debunked that Bill walked and cast that shadow.
Oh.
But Bill's like, I didn't walk in front of the light. Well, Bill, you walked in front of the window that had the light coming through it that casted your shadow onto the fireplace.
Uh-oh. So that's debunked.
It's very much debunked. There was a few other things that they were posting that people had posted through the Facebook group. And, you know, they're like, well, this is how we work in ghost hunting. We debunk stuff.
Right.
And, you know, they're showing pictures and they're like, oh, this is a transposed picture. You know, there's no demon in this picture.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's pareidolia, where you want to see a face in things.
Right. You see eyes or a face and
exactly.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, there's a bunch of those.
Yeah. It is funny to, you know, scroll through the room that they made on Facebook and kind of see some of these photos. You know, I understand people are all excited and stuff, but I think they're just kind of grasping at straws.
Yeah, they you know, but you know, I get it. You know, these, you know, people that are in the chat rooms are in that Facebook group aren't professional ghost hunters.
Oh no, absolutely. And so, I get it, because you know, I do see stuff too and I'm like, oh, what's that? You know, you just never really know. I guess that's what you have to do, is just get out there and ask and have people tell you you're full of shit. Yep. Or hey, it's actually something we can't explain.
Yeah, and watching this throughout the week and, you know, sitting there at night listening to the different sounds and stuff in the house, I have a total different grasp from day four from when I had a day one. Day one, I was like, oh, there's a ghost. Oh, there's a ghost. It sounds like a ghost. Oh, it sounds like a ghost, right? And I've been on paranormal investigations. So I was hopping in thinking, you know, could you go in with the headset that this is the most haunted house in the world? You know, shit's going to happen all the time. But no, by day four, I'm like, well, that's because I know the furnace is kicking on. You know, when you hear a click, 2 seconds later, you're going to hear the actual furnace kick on.
Yeah.
Or you're going to hear, they're going to walk by, they're going to hit like a board, and it's going to rattle the camera a little bit.
It's
going
to creak, yeah.
Yeah, so what do we got going on here in the chat? Doc Simpson says, you only make it and meat puppet sizes, not the normal whatnot sizes.
Oh, sorry, Doc.
Sorry, Doc.
We'll have to try and make you a special shirt.
Bama Brick says, hey, Nick and Vanessa. Paranormal Voices says, howdy.
Hey, guys.
And then we get everyone saying hi to each other. And Paranormal Voices says, yep, lots of going on with the pareidolia. It's just the first thing that your mind goes to.
Yeah.
You try to put a face to everything.
Yeah, no, you do. I don't know if it just makes people comfortable because they kind of want to, you know, associate it with something that they know and they're familiar with. But, yeah.
As for anything mind-blowing this week, I haven't been too mind-blown. Don't get me wrong. It was an experience. I love the experience.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Definitely worth the $15 to $20. They could have easily charged people $50 for this. And,
yeah, they could have, yeah.
And gave the people what they wanted.
Yeah. Well, I saw some people in the chat. I guess I didn't personally see any of these comments, but someone made a comment that people were bitching about wanting their money back. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck are you guys even, like, talking? Like, are you serious? Like, what did you even expect? Like, they must have been expecting, you know, people to be pulled by the hair across the floor. Or,
well, yeah.
You know, they expected to see what happened in the movie, and it doesn't work like that, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know if people thought going into this that they were going to put on a show for people, whether, you know, it was going to be like a production, you know, where they're going to fake, like, ghost stuff happening more than this was a physical investigation.
Yeah.
This is real. This is 100% real. And I say it lightly when I talk about the Ouija board sessions, but
we'll just skip that part.
I got to see some cool stuff that I haven't seen, like the whole Frankenstein setup that he had, where he had this crank to get energy pumping through the house.
That was pretty cool.
Me and Corey went back and forth this week on, you know, what is the better spirit box?
Oh, right. Yep.
They tried using the spirit box today, trying to ask if Carol Baskin killed her killed her husband. And the feed kept going in and out. So I don't know if they actually got an answer on that.
So we're still unclear.
But he did call me out during the live feed. He goes, well, Nick, from Ghost Freaking Talking, he goes, if you think you can get a better answer using your SB11, go ahead and try it.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, it sounds like a challenge. So by the end of this podcast, maybe I'll fire up my spirit box, my SB11, and we'll ask if Carol Baskin actually killed her husband. Because that seems to be on the mind of everyone.
Apparently.
During this whole week. It was like ask about Carol Baskin. Ask about Carol Baskin. Ask about Carol Baskin. I'm like,
really, people?
Fuck.
Like, there's so much other things that I would much rather know.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I know it was a little rude of me to even post it, but when that Bridget Marquette was doing her interview.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Playboy Bunny.
Yep.
I go, we've been sitting here wasting all of our time trying to get a hold of Carol Baskin's husband when we should have been talking to Hugh Hefner. We could have talked to Hugh Hefner and passed along a message to this chick for him.
That's funny.
Yeah, so we had a blast this week.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm going to miss it. I like I said, I will probably be having to check into some kind of rehab for this.
Yeah.
But it's weird. It felt to me like I had a severe pull to this house. You know, the first day I was like, you know, I went in with the, you know, okay, let's see how this is gonna go.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay,
this is really cool.
And then I'm there all night, all day, all night, all day.
5 days later.
Six days later, and I'm like, fuck, man. You know, I'm getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, coming in here and watching
him for a little bit.
Watching him for a little bit. And, you know, when I wake up first thing in the morning, I come out here, I'm like, type in chat. Did you guys find anything?
What happened
last night?
Did
you guys see anything? Because one of the, like, two times that I left the house this week was to go get dinner. And I got stuck in line at Burger King. I'm like, fucking hurry up. I need to get back.
I'm missing something. Yeah, definitely, you know, the FOMO going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I get it. You know, you definitely are, it's piqued your curiosity. You definitely don't want to miss anything if there is something
right.
that happens. So I get it.
All right, in the chat, Doc Simpson says, that's why Nick has Trent. Nick hears a ghost. Trent hears rustling leaves. That's a throwback to one of our earlier podcasts when we were going through some EVPs. And everything, Trent's like, those are rustling leaves. Those are rustling leaves.
Nice.
5T is my size, says Doc Sampson.
So. Oh, and you know what? That's funny, Doc, because I was going to guess 4T. So close.
Then he also says, the ghost in your house is going to be like, I live here. Who is Carol Baskin? But supposedly, all right, because I have actually had an experience to where spirits are aware of other spirits in other places. I was at Tinker Swiss Cottage, and I probably told this story 100 times, but I'm blown away by it.
101.
Yeah, 101. So you guys got to sit through this. I was at the Tinker Swiss Cottage, and we were running the Phasma box. And that is more, it's like the spirit box, but instead of going through radio waves, it's going through like internet waves.
Okay.
So when we were there, it said, Lexi isn't here. It's at Brickheads. Push the red button.
All right. Now you're going to have to explain that to people out there who.
All right. For people that don't know.
So who's Lexi, for one?
Lexi. Lexi is a name that we get commonly in our house. It is the spirit that is in my kids' bedroom.
And where does that name come from?
What do you mean? Where?
Like
is it?
What?
Like
what tool are you using to get this name?
Oh yeah, she comes up on our SB11 spirit box.
Yeah, what was that again?
The SB11 spirit box. Because when we ran the first time I talked to Lexi, I go, is there anyone here? And what is your name? And it comes through and it goes, Lex. I'm like, oh, you know, Lex. And it goes, no, Lexi.
Wow.
So it said Lex and then corrected me saying it was Lex.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actual Lexi.
Crazy.
So we've actually had the name Lexi come across a few times. And I've done research to see if there was a Lexi that ever lived here. And
yeah.
I can't find anything that there's ever been a Lexi here.
Yeah.
But so the spirit at Tinker Swiss said that Lexi isn't here. It's at Brickheads. For those that don't know, I have a second YouTube channel called The Brickhead Family, and we call ourselves The Brickheads. So Lexi wasn't at the Tinker Swiss Cottage. She's at Brickheads, saying, at our house.
She's home.
And push the red button. If you guys are here on YouTube, look at the logo for YouTube. That is called the play button.
Yeah.
And what color is that play button?
Looks red to me.
Looks red to me. So Lexi isn't here. It's at Brickheads. Push the red button.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Because if at that time, our video of us talking to Lexi was on the Brickhead Family channel.
Wow. So, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So spirits, there has to be some kind of line where all these spirits can talk to each other.
Yeah.
Or, you know, within that dimension, however that works.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It. You know, all this stuff just makes you question more things and you just want more answers. So,
yeah. So, I forgot how I even got on that rant. It was about, fuck, what was I talking about? I always get on that because I get excited about that, right?
Well, we were talking about the spirit box and,
oh, yeah. Because, you know, because we were talking about the Carol Baskin thing. You know, if we ask our ghost about the Carol Baskin thing. Well, maybe they know her husband somewhere and can answer it back.
Who knows? Yeah.
All right. So we'll do that. Oh, it looks like they lost signal in the house again. That's one thing that's happened a lot this week is that they kept losing signals. Their cameras kept going down. They had batteries get depleted, brand new batteries get depleted in items there. Spirits knowing other spirits. Exactly, Doc. Bama Brick says, start off by putting a hole in the box. Are we going back to that? Are we talking about dick in a box again? Fuck. You guys throw me off sometimes with putting dicks in boxes now. where was I going with this now? Oh, yeah. We're back to the Carole Baskin thing. And, you know, so maybe here in a little bit, we'll fire up the SB-11 spirit box and ask. Well, maybe Martha even knows. Martha, do you know?
Yeah, she could.
So maybe we'll ask Martha here. So let's see. What else happened this week? Besides, I feel we got new friends with the family.
Yeah, for sure.
It seemed like that was the overall feeling for everyone.
Yeah, I saw some people in the room on Facebook talk about how that everybody kind of feels like a big family and they're sad to leave and what are they going to do with their time. And yeah, I think a lot of people got that feel too, just because they interacted with us and everybody. And yeah, they're very friendly and it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's life altering experience, but it was definitely a well timed experience because a lot of people don't have things going on, you know, being locked up.
Yeah, I mean, it really couldn't have been more perfect. A lot of people are stuck in home with these stay at home orders and they're just going crazy with, you know, what to do. So you guys definitely provided some, I hate to say entertainment, but, you know, you provided some entertainment to all these people. So
definitely. So I see Bama Bricks in here says, so, Nick, how many views did you get today? We had our downloads were a lot lower today on the podcast side, but our YouTube channel blew up today. Thanks to the family spreading the name of Ghost Freaking Talking on the live feed. Which, you know,
yeah, that's
which
awesome.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Really cool.
Definitely cool. And, like I said, we had almost a climb of 200 subs.
Subs, almost.
You know? Yeah, about 250, yeah. 250. Cause I believe that right now we're at 375, I think, before we started this.
Yes.
And before this Conjuring thing started. Oh, look at they're saying goodbye.
you're waving at them.
Yep, they're saying goodbye. Call it. Oh, they're shutting down. Ladies and gentlemen, the Conjuring house is going dark. Yep.
They are done.
Yep, they're done. They're heading out.
So I wonder if they're going to stay here tonight, do you think? Or do you think they're...
No, I think they'll probably stay there tonight because they got some bad storms there.
Oh, okay.
So I doubt that they would head out.
You know, and I'm not real sure the family, the Heinzen family, do they live there full time?
They do have a house in Maine as well, but it sounds like they spend a lot of time down here.
Okay.
Because whenever somebody comes in for a hunt, you know, because you can stay at the house. I believe I was checking the prices. If you want to stay there Friday night into Saturday morning, it is $700 flat fee, right? $700. Okay. But that's for up to six people.
Okay.
If you want a seventh or eighth person, they're going to be $125 each person.
Okay.
So if you get a bunch of friends that want to go and investigate it, $700, you're breaking it down to like, what, $120 a person?
Yeah, roughly, if you... break it down like that, which is, you know, the price of a, you know, crappy hotel somewhere else, like at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Why not pay that, you know, to an awesome family and, you know, get a once in a lifetime experience, you know, whether something happens to you or not. I think just being there and just experiencing it and just like feeling the energy in that house would be really fucking cool.
Oh, I'm all about it. Would you want to go?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if we were like, we'll book a date and then boom, we'll go.
Yeah, once the world stops ending.
Once the world stops ending.
Yeah, for sure.
Because one of our listeners, Kevin Hinkle, Mr. Hinkle Draws.
Yeah.
Here on YouTube. I asked him today, I'm like, how far, because he lives in Connecticut, I'm like, how far is Rhode Island from you? He goes, about 3-hour drive. I'm like, Kevin, why don't you come out to the Conjuring House with us if we do this thing?
Yeah, there we go.
So we'll have Kevin come out and
cool.
hang out at the Conjuring House with us as well. For the other pricing that they have for like weekday stuff, for a weekday night, it's $125 a person, but there's no flat fee on top of it.
Okay.
So let's say you and me just want to go, it's going to be $125 a person.
Okay, just for the night, yeah, during the week.
So there's no minimum of six, you know.
Oh, so on the weekends, it's a minimum of six people.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because those are their peak hours, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, Friday, Saturday night, it's, yeah, those are the nights.
Yep. Let's see. In the chat here, Doc Sampson says, how many downloads hit the 2K mark? We hit over 2,000 yesterday, and, well, 3,000. What did I say? It was 2,000 yesterday, and we had about 1,050 or something like that today. So downloads were a little lower on the podcast side, but like I said, the YouTube side just blew up.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Butt Chop. Welcome, Butt Chop. He is my brother from another mother.
Hi, Butt Chop.
I do love me some Butt Chop. He says, congratulations on being recognized by the Conjuring event. Well, thank you, Chopper. Looks like they're all saying hello, 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 and they're all there. Awesome. Thanks to all my friends coming in here and chatting it up with us tonight. But yeah, it's definitely a trip that's going to happen. And I don't think Salem is too far from there. So maybe we could make it a trip to go to the Conjuring House and also visit, go through Salem.
We could.
Yes.
We could do a lot of things.
Yes, because that Salem's another one of my spots that I would love to go to.
Yeah, I'm down to travel.
And I know Trent said he would do the Conjuring House.
Yeah.
My other two kids won't at all.
yeah, no, they're probably a little young to, you know, I don't know, experience it maybe. I don't know what you think.
Yeah,
but
no. Especially after last night. I don't know if, you know, watching this thing has really fired up our spirits in this house, because our spirits, you know, are here there. But we've had like event after event after event happening in our house since this live Conjuring event has started, right? You know, besides that thing that we both saw the other night.
Right.
Which I thought it was a kid coming at me. So I kind of like put my arm down. I was like, what the fuck?
You know? Yeah, I couldn't reckon. Yeah, I didn't know what the hell it was. Something caught the corner of my eye, though. But.
And then we've had stuff moved around the house. Last night during the podcast, we heard something slam in the kids' room.
Yep, I remember hearing that.
So after the podcast, we went into the kids' room and trying to find out what was going on.
Yeah.
And the only thing that was out of place was a stuffed animal was in the middle of the room. Okay.
And that's not going to make a big thud.
No, that's not going to make a big thud.
Unless it was like a heavy stuffed animal with like a
something in it. I don't know. It's sitting out here. It's a Mario plush.
Oh, okay.
So it was just
pretty lightweight.
Yeah. So the kids were standing in the middle of the room. They're like, oh my God, where the hell did this come from? You know, and why would this make that big of a noise?
Yeah.
And while we're standing there, Bella, my daughter, who is six, she was wearing like a kind of like a lycra type of dress,
stretchy. Yeah.
While standing there, you heard a, and then she like freaked out, and you could actually see the back of her shirt, or back of her dress,
like it was
like it got
someone
pulled.
Yeah, like pinched it to pull it up.
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy.
Her dress got like pulled back and snapped back on her. She instantly grabbed a hold of me and she was freaking out.
Wow.
I felt bad.
Well, of course.
You know, my dad instincts kicked in, and she's like, oh, you know, I'm gonna sleep with you tonight.
No.
she's like, tell these ghosts to leave me alone.
Oh.
So I don't know, because it was brought up earlier this week during the Conjuring House event, whether it was brought up by my buddy Dave Schrader, whether, you know, it would fire up spirit events for everybody else.
You know, and that's funny you mentioned that, because in the Facebook group, I've seen a lot of people post things that have happened to them, whether it be I've seen people post things like their phone. All of a sudden, like they'd wake up in the morning and they would have like 20 blank pictures or some random pictures on their phone. And I guess it happened to multiple people Things like lights going off, fire alarms, or the smoke detectors going off.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, it's really interesting to see or to hear all these things that are going on, if it's just complete coincidence or if there is something that is actually happening, like some kind of energy exchange.
Yeah, because my biggest event of this week was when they had that technical difficulty where the battery drained and made that horrendous sound. And it felt like I had like electricity shoot down the back of my neck.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And, you know, it was enough to where I woke up the next morning and I was like, fuck, my neck still hurts.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. And I also wonder if maybe it was just the frequency of that particular sound that maybe had that reaction or gave you that reaction. I mean, I know that there's something called the brown sound where it's this frequency. If you listen to it, it makes you shit your pants. So, it just made me think of that if there's some kind of like frequency in that specific, you know, incident where it made that crazy noise, if it just kind of like really, like, I don't know, just got you the wrong way in your head.
Just sitting here, I just got freaked out because the pantry door opened, but the cat's trying to
get into the
pantry.
I heard a squeak, yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm like, ah, fuck. We're talking about it, now it's going to happen. But, yeah, it was really weird seeing everybody's reactions. And next week's podcast, I'm going to go back through the Facebook group, and I'm going to pull off some stories that people have posted there, read them to you guys here at Ghost Freaking Talking, and we'll spread, you know, how people thought of the event.
Yeah,
I do have a email sent in to me today by Kim. I will read that next week's podcast.
Great.
For when we go back into our regularly scheduled program.
Sounds good.
It was really cool doing live events like this all week, and we were just gonna do it that first night because we, you know, say how we, you know, liked the event,
something
how
new,
it was going,
yeah,
this and that, and then, you know, we had comments saying, oh, you know, that was cool, that was a cool little wrap up. So I'm like, okay, we'll do it the second night, and then by the third night, I heard your voice in the Conjuring House, and I'm like, fuck, they're listening to our podcast.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So then, you know, the following morning I heard them talking, you know, talking about us and this and that, and, you know,
yeah, no, that's really awesome. So thank you guys for supporting us, and we definitely support you guys and appreciate what you've done, and educating people is, you know, really what we need to do.
Yeah, exactly. Because now everybody in that Facebook group have had a taste of what it is to be excited about something and then to get it totally debunked. Because I would be, you know, like my first few investigations I went on, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going investigating. Ooh, that's a ghost. Ooh, that's a ghost.
You have all these, like, expectations. Yeah.
And then you're listening through, like, the EVP stuff. And then you're trying to listen. And you're like, oh, I hear something.
Yeah.
And then I'll send it to like the other people in the group. They're like, no, that's like a dog. And like,
this, like, leaves rustling.
Oh, yeah, this is the leaves rustling. It's dick kicking up leaves. But yeah, so, you know, it's disheartening, but it heightens your knowledge for next time.
Yeah.
So the next time I will know those are rustling leaves.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
So when I do get that EVP, that you have that voice that's coming across, and then, you know, that's when you're like, fuck yeah, you know, I just caught,
that's legit,
I just caught something.
Yeah, but I will say it is kind of funny to see some of the people post comments like, oh, you know, the spirit box said, you know, this word or that word, and then it said demon or, you know, some crazy, like, and you were saying that last night, how they enunciate, you know, like some of the more,
the spookier words,
and, you know, people didn't want to hear that, it was just the person recording the words that are on the device.
Yeah, I was called a party pooper plenty of times.
Yeah, and it's like,
event,
it's not really the spirit's voice that you're hearing. I mean, I think a lot of people think that's what they're hearing.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, I guess that's...
You know, it's part of the game, man.
Yeah.
It is very much part of the game.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't have known that until, you know, someone told me. I mean, I don't know much about them, but until you really think about it. Like, oh yeah, I guess someone really has to record those on there. So,
So we'll definitely take you with us when we go and hunt Wolf Hollow, because we're going to be going to Wolf Hollow once everything shakes out.
Cool.
Because they want us to investigate. So we'll get your teeth. What do they call it? Grinding your teeth? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what you're going for, whatever. So I can't help you there.
We'll get your beak wet.
All right, sounds good.
Is that what they say? I don't know. We'll get
that
you.
That will work.
We'll get you in on your first ghost hunt.
All right.
All right. So, all right, guys. So that is the Conjuring event for 2020. It is over, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know via email. What is our email?
It is ghostft@yahoo.com.
Yes, ghostft@yahoo.com. Write to us. Let us know what you thought of the event. Did you have any kind of paranormal happenings because of the event? Do you feel that you got your $20 or $15 worth? I know I did. I got that the first day.
No, yeah, absolutely. It was definitely worth the, you know, $15, $20. I mean, if you think about it, it was cheaper than a cup of coffee every freaking day for the 7 days. So look at it that way.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And it's cheaper than going out to the movie, because you're not going out to the movie, so you already had the $20 anyway.
Exactly.
And this is a lot better show than some of those shit movies you can go out and watch.
Oh, absolutely. No, this was much cooler to watch. And it was really cool because they, you know, were interactive too.
Oh, yeah. That's what I loved about it, is that they sat down. You know, Jen would go and find an empty room during their downtime. And, you know, this is supposed to be their downtime to get away from it and just kind of relax.
Yeah.
But she's in a room reading chat talking to people.
Yeah. No, that's really cool.
So I thought that was really cool.
You can tell they're definitely invested, you know, in it and care about their fans. And yeah.
Oh, no, definitely. That's awesome. Definitely.
So and thank you guys.
So hopefully nothing but good things for this family and this Americana icon, one of the oldest houses in, you know, the United States. You know, it's just it's
a lot of history.
It's a lot of history.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a place. It's on the bucket list.
Yep.
You know, Waverly Hills, that's on the list, and definitely this is up there with the Waverly Hills, that's for yeah. sure. Especially now that, you know, we practically know this family now, right?
Oh, right, yeah, I know the layout of their house, you can go there, oh yeah, I know where the library is, you know, yeah, exactly. Dining room's over here.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, thank you guys for spreading our name today, and just everything you guys have done all week. I'm pretty sure that you guys will be very busy with people coming out to your place now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we better book that now, because
otherwise we'll be booked out for like 2 years.
They'll be booked out for 2 years. So you know, unless you want to bump somebody up for the Ghost Freaking Talking Crew. All right, guys. So if you guys haven't, make sure to subscribe here on YouTube. And make sure to hit that notification bell, so when new videos come out, you'll be the first one to know. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well. I've been forgetting to plug that all week. So when people are like, oh, I didn't know you were on Facebook.
Like, yeah, we're everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Yeah, there's a Twitter out there somewhere, I think. But fuck Twitter. I don't know how to use that. That's young people stuff.
Yeah, not a tweeter, huh?
No, I'm not a Twitter. I'm not a Twitter.
All right.
Maybe I should put us on MySpace. I don't know.
MySpace. There you go.
All right, guys. So, as always,
everybody has a story to tell.
Everybody does have a story to tell. And as always, stay spooky.